skeptics who turn mean when the roses wilt. The Janie Lanes, sweet tortured artists weighed down by their demons. The Matthew Nelsons, blonde angels destined to fly away. The exes in my life were no different to the exes in any girl's life, except mine all happened to be rock stars. Who better to confide in about my problems than the wide-eyed actor named Leonardo DiCaprio, who had about as much life experience as a Care Bear? Thing is, I told him as we chatted at the club, if you're not grown up enough to deal with their musician issues, the rock star lovers can send a girl down some very dark and dangerous rabbit holes. You know what I mean? Leo did not know what I meant. We were in the VIP lounge at Granville, and he was looking at me like I was insane. And I was insane, kind of. The stress of being married to one rock star, Janie Lane, engaged to another, Tommy Lee, and then jilted thanks to my professional rival, Pamela Anderson, had taken its toll. I was tired, jaded, defeated. The speed was playing tricks on my sanity, and my behavior had grown notoriously unpredictable. But how could Leo possibly understand? I mean, he was so fresh and upbeat, he looked like he should be drinking milk, not martinis. For years, Leo had been dancing up to me at the club, saying how he wanted to make me his girlfriend. I smiled and I'd pat him on the head. Aw, how cute. I was 7 years his senior and felt like his grandma. I'd never been someone's gilf before. Do you think it's too Harold and Maude if I do it with Leo? I asked Charisse Neal, ex-wife of Motley Crue's Vince Neal, and my sister in Pleasure Seeking. Charisse raised an eyebrow and shrugged. At least baby-faced Leo had a grown-up career, I thought. The Basketball Diaries, his breakthrough movie, had come out that year, and he was about to star in Baz Luhrmann, Romeo and Juliet. If I hooked up with Leo, who was younger, cuter, and about to be more famous than Tommy Lee, it would hit Tommy right in the ballsack. This time, when Leo came dancing up to me, I played along. Call me. I dare you. My inner gilf was ready to party. Unicorns and unibrows. I opened my front door, and there he was. Wide-faced, cornflower blue eyes, big smile. Leo's hair was pulled back in barrettes, and he was wearing a headband. He looked pretty, like a ballerina. I invited him in. Can I put on some music? He asked, waving the CD in the air. Sure. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. Leo sat on the floor, his eyes closed, singing along. I recognized the song, by that R&B girl band, TLC. It was all over the radio. I stood there for a while, watching Leo sing along, wondering what to do next and what conversation there was to make. There was none. Pokemon? New Kids on the Block? College? Let's go to the bedroom, I said. Leo nodded. My bed was big and tall. You had to, like, climb up a ladder to get into it. You want to get up there with me, Leo? All right. We started kissing. I pulled his t-shirt over his head, leaving his barrettes in his hair. I unbuttoned his jeans and tugged down his boxers. What I saw made me gasp. It made no sense. That kid put Tommy Lee to shame. Whoa, Leo. I wasn't expecting that. Next to his slim body, his assets were startlingly huge. Wait a second, let me turn the light on, I said. I've got to see this properly. Yep, even under closer inspection, Leonardo DiCaprio's crotch was on steroids. I couldn't take my eyes off of it. Ha! Wait till Tommy, I've got the biggest dick in Hollywood, hears about this, I thought. So, Bobby, do you have any diseases? Oh. The question dropped like ice water on my head. I hadn't really thought about it. I mean, I'd come of age on the Sunset Strip, which was basically a glorified STD factory. No one in the rock scene wore condoms. No one. Had I been tested? Of course not. Nothing seemed too diseased down there, but I hadn't asked the doctor to check me out. On the Strip, when it came to bodily juices, it was like sharing was caring. Also, Bobby, what about gonorrhea? Have you been tested for that? And when you suck my dick, can you do it with a condom on? Gah! He's so PC, I thought. Ugh. Truth be told, I could hardly blame Leo for feeling the safe sex vibe with me. Tommy Lee was one of the biggest man-whore stripper chasers on the Strip. But I had never sucked anyone's wiener with a condom on it before. Oh well, first time for everything. Leo rolled a rubber on, lay back, and closed his eyes. Huh, my cue to get started, I guess. I kissed his belly and drew him close to me. I began to lick and kiss his gargantuan penis. And I tried to put it in my mouth. I could barely breathe. My jaw locked, my eyeballs bulged. So I went back to licking it. Unfortunately, the latex tasted like the inside of a balloon. Bitter, reminiscent of trips to the dentist.